from chapter 6 and 7 of the Lit Book, The Road of Life, of the Danish wiseman Martinus, regarding materialization and mediums. Chapter 6: The Principle of Materialization and the Virgin Birth of Jesus. Now, one may perhaps be tempted by the above to conclude that Jesus could after all have been born of a virgin and that his physical appearance was an artificially maintained materialization. The answer to that must be that this lies totally outside the bounds of possibility. His existence from birth through childhood and youth to his crucifixion and death in maturity proceeded in an entirely normal way. If this period of his life was not as described in the Bible, no one could ever have inflicted on his body any kind of suffering or crucifixion whatsoever, since he could then with ease have dematerialized his body before each catastrophe in order to rematerialize it at a time and place where it would have been out of danger. Additionally, it requires that the substance necessary for such perfect, permanent materialization and dematerialization based on the will exists only in beings who were far beyond the animal one-poled male and female state. Such conditions cannot be said to have existed at the time of Jesus' birth. Jesus' mother was not above the one-poled, marital, sexual condition, for she lived in a marriage with Joseph and with him, her husband, had other children. We must therefore understand that Jesus was just as physical a being as every other being born of a womb and had, of necessity, a physical father as well as a physical mother. Only after his so-called resurrection was he, on the given occasions, in an artificial way a materialized being appearing in a temporary physical body maintained temporarily by the substance of the persons present and his own power. And by dematerialization his original physical body could be removed from the grave and rematerialized in a place where it could be allowed to disintegrate in the normal process of disintegration laid down for the nature of this body. The appearance of Jesus to his friends and disciples after his death on Golgotha thus happened only in the form of the secondary, temporary form of materialization, which is today being developed here and there in intimate closed groups or circles all over the world. Chapter 7. Why materializations are so rare and occur only in intimate closed groups and circles. That the above-mentioned circles are so intimate and closed that strangers have great difficulty in gaining admittance to the seances is due to the fact that materialistically minded skeptics have a tendency, out of mistaken zeal for revealing deception, to interfere with the materialized forms or spirits, which can be extremely dangerous for the medium, since the spirit's materialization consists of the medium's substance and other psychic matter temporarily on loan to the spirit. If this matter is subject to violence during the materialization, it not only destroys and prevents the spirit's concentration and power from being brought into play, so that the materialization becomes impossible, but the medium too can be seriously hurt through such a brutal intervention. The fact is that when a connection and perfect contact have arisen between the spirit's power and the medium's substance, the materialization can gradually be of such an extent that it can to a certain degree cause the beginnings of a dematerialization of the physical body of the medium himself. His cells begin to break up into a substance, which thereby becomes accessible for the spirit's concentration and power and becomes matter in the new materialized form. During such a seance, a part of the medium's physical and psychic body's particles are thus placed in the materialized form. It is obvious that the medium's life can thereby be in the most terrible danger if appropriate protection against the brutal interference of ignorant people during the seance is not arranged. If the bodily material lent by the medium becomes disarranged or mixed with foreign energies during the seance, it will, on rematerialization in the medium's body, show a corresponding disorder. To the same extent that the cellular structure or material is not organized in its normal way, the medium's body will suffer damage in the places concerned. Materialization seances are therefore not things one can play with as a pleasant entertainment. It is a very serious process that ought to take place absolutely only in the presence of really expert and understanding people who are initiated into all the elements of danger.